historic win for Singapore, hit big win for you, special win for you. Just how does it feel to have achieved something like this?
I would think that it's amazing. Creating history is always something that I want to do, so I'm very glad that I did it. And of course, I'm always happy to carry the Singapore flag and do them proud, do us proud.
En route to the finals, right? You played a number of big names, right? Most notably, your good friend Victor. You know, you beat him, and you also beat Anders Antonsen, right? Who's world number three. So, how does it feel? How did it feel to overcome some of these big names?
Generally, winning has always been happy, a happy thing, So, I mean, upsetting a like higher rank player is, of course, even more like delightful. So, yeah, but during the whole competition, I was trying to stay focused, so I really didn't feel that happy because I didn't want to feel happy, so I needed to control myself, so that I could stay focused throughout the game.
We heard that, you know, you were injured, and actually we saw the strapping on your, I think on your right ankle, much later in the tournament, and you were apparently in a wheelchair and things like that. So can you explain what happened and how you overcame that? So
when I played Pranoy, I sprained my ankle a little bit in the second game, so yeah, at that point, I was quite worried that I can't play the next day. But when I went back to the hotel, my physio and I were like finding solutions, and we did treatment and find ways, whatever ways to make it work. Yeah, and then the next day, I played with Anderson. I just try and like just tahan all the way. Yeah, and at the end of the match, I went onto the bus. I go back to the hotel. Once I get down, get off the bus, I can't walk at all, like at all. So I sat there at the bench hoping that it will be gone and then I can walk again, but it didn't happen. So I just continued to sit down there and wait for my physio to go get a wheelchair for me. And I just, take a wheelchair. And then when I went inside, because I'm playing Sri Kan tomorrow, right? Indian team, right? So there's Indian team people saw me. They're like, wait, why a wheelchair? So at that time I was very worried that I can't walk the next day. So yeah, but I'm glad it turned out well.
So in the game with Sri Kan, how did it affect you a lot, or it was actually manageable?
Before and after the game it did affect, but during the game I just went in and focused and I just let the adrenaline took over it. I just think of the strategy more than my leg. If not, I cannot play.
You know, moving forward, right, now it's you're coming back to Singapore. What are some of your plans, for the remainder of the year? Because you've had a very, very long year.
Definitely catching up with friends, taking some time off, taking a break from badminton, give myself some me time. Yeah, and probably some admin stuff that I need to do. I think I have. I don't know. Yeah, I need to find out. But yeah. And yeah, just basically take some time off badminton and try to stay in shape as much as possible to prepare for the upcoming one.
We saw people on social media yesterday, even before the game, right? Supporting, going to friends' houses, people were tuned in, right? So what message do you have for all those who, have supported you, not just in this tournament, but in the previous few tournaments or even in the last few years?
All along, I've received a lot of support, since long ago. And I remember some fans that before when I even became famous, they already supported me since then. And of course, all along since young, my career, my biggest supporter, my family, they've always been there, everyone. So I'm really thankful for all their support because it really motivates me to do better. And yeah, they just somehow motivate me to want to achieve more and more and never give up. Yeah, so I'm really thankful for all their support, all the fans and friends and family.